Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon to everyone. It's good to see you again. I am presenting you this afternoon the technical cooperation activities of subprogram 1, division for GDS. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, while the review of technical cooperation report does provide a great deal of information in the document that's being provided to you, allow me to highlight some of the technical cooperation activities carried out by the division in 2023 and this portion of 2024, and the focus of our work going forward. I do this on behalf of Madame Rebecca Greenspan, who is the officer in charge of that division. The Debt and Management of Financial Systems Program, also known better DEMFAS, one of UNCTAD's flagship technical cooperation programs, contributed to the improvement in debt data transparency by helping developing countries strengthen their capacity for debt data recording, reporting, and monitoring. In 2023, the program achieved some key results in improving the capacity of debt management offices, or DMOs, to record, process, monitor, report, and analyze the country's public debt in a sustainable manner. In 2023, which is the year on which you have the report, 61 countries, including one new country, Niger, comprising 86 institutions, were actively using or about to install DEMFAS. 93% of these user countries had developed comprehensive, reliable debt databases covering central government and government-guaranteed external debt. 80% of DEMFAS's six user countries with debt management offices responsible for monitoring domestic debt were using DEMFAS to manage their entire domestic debt portfolio. This shows the continued efforts of DEMFAS countries to improve external and domestic debt records with notable successes in a number of countries. And I could mention Angola, Armenia, Iraq, Lao People's Democratic Republic, Pakistan, Zambia, and the state of Palestine. 12 central banks were monitoring private external debt using DEMFAS as well. In 2023, there were progress in most of the indicators related to enhanced transparency and reporting. 89% of low-income or middle-income countries reported to the World Bank data reporting system. 43 countries produced debt statistics bulletins. Countries that produce a debt bulletin for the first time also resumed publishing, and there are some countries in that group as well. I am also pleased to report that in 2023, DEMFAS version 7, a major new update has been developed and continues to be tested. The new version has a broader coverage of public debt, has a user-friendly interface, and enhanced reporting and analytical tools. At the same time, DEMFAS 6 was also enhanced during the year and was installed in 69 institutions in 56 countries, representing 80% of DEMFAS user institutions and 92% of DEMFAS user countries, including two new installations in the Ministries of Finance of Djibouti and Equatorial Guinea. Let me express our appreciation to the donors who support this program, namely the European Union, France, Germany, Ireland, Netherlands, and Switzerland. We would warmly welcome support from further countries to this program. As you also know, the division is responsible for part of UNCTAD's Sustainable Development Initiative grant in partnership with UNCTAD Statistics Service and the UNCTAD Division for Africa, Least Developed Countries and Special Programs, ALDC. And this is one of those inter-divisional cooperation implementation. The project was launched in 2023 and expected to be completed in 2025. The division's work within the project aims to improve development prospects in debtor countries by contributing to reforming international debt architecture towards a more sustainable and equitable system consistent with the 2030 agenda, taking into account the needs of both creditors and debtors. The division also, as you may know, participated prominently as part of the UNCTAD team in COP28 in Dubai last year. The division played a key role in organizing events in the UN UNCTAD Trade House. We had several events. One of them was a positive agenda for trade, climate, and development goals, key elements of a just transition that sees no one left behind. This was also co-organized with other UNCTAD divisions, namely the Division of International Trade and Commodities, DITC, subprogram 3, whom you'll be hearing from later today. There was also a trade and fiscal space, the finance question, that was organized jointly with the UN Development Programme, investing in future, transforming financing for the Paris Agreement and development goals. These are all part of what the division has been doing in different sectors. The division continues to coordinate work to support structurally weak and vulnerable small economies in fostering sustained economic growth and sustainable and inclusive development. The Development Account Project, which this is, 14th tranche, on mobilizing external financial resources for post-COVID-19 recovery and sustainable development in selected small island developing states, SIDS, was launched in 2022 and is expected to be completed in 2025. It is implemented, again, in partnership with UNECA, Economic Commission for Africa, the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC. The beneficiary countries are four small island developing states from two regions that were broadly affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in speaking of this, I think it is good to share that the outcome of this project, one of them, that I will highlight here, is the UNCTAD Sustainable Development Finance Assessment, SDSFA, Mark II, was finalized. It builds on an earlier Mark I version that was developed under a DA project, Response and Recovery, Mobilizing Financial Resources for Development in Times of COVID-19. The framework enables policymakers in small island developing states and other developing countries to assess the macroeconomic implications of implementing policies to tackle climate change. I should also point out that the division also continues the implementation of technical cooperation projects aimed to promote South-South economic cooperation and integration. There were several of them, and these projects achieved various outcomes. They also included policy dialogues and seminars on South-South cooperation, training workshops on economic diversification, and resilience of SIDS. I should also point out that in 2023 and 2024, the Assistance to the Palestinian People Unit, APPU, continued its support to the Palestinian people in coordination with the government of the State of Palestine, Palestinian civil society, donors, and the United Nations country team, with the goal of assessing the economic cost of occupation and mitigating the adverse socioeconomic hardships imposed by this. I'm also at this stage, I think it is fair to mention that there are quite a bit of information contained in the review report, Technical Cooperation Review Report, Mr. Chairman, that was provided. I think it is best that I stop here for now and perhaps take questions, and more details are available if so required. With that, I thank you.